Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, if you're somewhere in the world where that's the morning. Welcome to Indeed. I'm Mike. You're talking independent wrestling with wonderful people from around the world of independent wrestling. Again, always joined by my wonderful co-host, Reg. How you doing, Reg? You're muted. Is he stuck on mute? How do we do this? I can't unmute it. Oh, can I unmute you? I can't unmute you. You gotta unmute you. It's not unmuting you. Oh, you got it. You got it.
Hello?
Yay.
We're here.
Yeah, live. It seems like Every time that it happens every week, I don't know why I haven't talked to you about it, but every time you play the video, it throws my thing into disarray.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Shit happens. It's crazy. But, you know, hey, you're here. Everyone's here. Here to talk some independent wrestling. We've got a crazy 4-day weekend of independent shows coming up in Worcester, Massachusetts. I hope I said that right. Don't
Worcester.
Bother me, Justin. Worcester. Okay. Worcester, Massachusetts. Yeah. There we go. Wrestle's happening. One of the shows, Friday, December 29th, Slamtasia. Sean Henderson presents in accordance with Interspecies Wrestling, Slamtasia. We got Sean Henderson and Mike from Interspecies Wrestling here. What's going on, guys? Sean.
Thank you so much for having us. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Mike, and you and I met at a C4 show a couple months ago, and we talked about how we were going to do this, and here it is. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. No, if I see someone at a show and I say, hey, we're going to do this, I'm not like, my anxiety will be like, we have to do this. I have to like get them. I have to find some way to do this now because I'm not, I will replay that conversation over my head. So
and the craziest thing is that usually when people ask me to do this, I say I've got something else to do. So
hey,
yes,
you know,
really, like we vibed, dude. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel special. I feel special. Mm-hmm. I didn't even have to Uber Eats you a Happy Meal for this one, which is
I forgot about that.
I did forget as well. Otherwise,
I'm good. I'm just getting over food poisoning. I don't need no Happy Meal.
True. Absolutely. Well, yeah, Slamtasia is coming up. You guys are both co-promoting that, which is awesome because we've never had a this would be the first time that both promoters who were co-promoting a show have been on here to we've never had a co-promoted show, I don't even think, on here anyway. So this is first for everything. So
thank you be the first. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right, y'all excited for it?
Oh, beyond excited. Raj knows how excited I am. I'm beyond excited.
He's so excited. This guy is messaging me all day every day. I'm so excited every day. When it comes to shows, I'm excited for when the show ends because I like to feel like that all the work and all the time spent on it was worth it. You know, like we had a great time, hopefully had a great time. There have been times where we haven't had great times, but you know, Hopefully we had a great time and like everything was worth it. And, you know, everybody's going home happy. And like, that's the greatest feeling. But yeah, I'm excited too.
I think my first question would be, since it's a co-promoted show, why don't each of you think more promotions do this? Because it's such a great concept. It's such an easy way to do crossover and get people into both promotions. Why don't you think more indie promotions do co-promoted shows?
Personally, like, I've been involved in wrestling for half my life. I am 42 years old. You know, 21 years I've been doing this. And I remember back in the day, like, you couldn't even get promotions to, like, work together in any way. Like, everybody was just out for self. They were all fighting for that same $20 ticket money, you know. And I find the indies are a lot different now. There's a lot of love between the indies. And it is a little weird that more promotions won't do like a co-promoted show. A lot of them go the route of doing a versus show. And I think a versus show is weird because, like, all the talents are independent. So, like, they can literally work wherever they want. Like, if Sean and I did a versus show, we can't really claim anybody because everybody works everywhere. You know, who gets to choose who's on what side? Like,
the Connor story is my favorite.
The what?
The Connor story where he's like, how is this a versus show if I work for both places?
See, exactly. It doesn't work. But yeah, like, I don't know why more people don't work together. This was an idea of Sean's from like 2 or 3 years ago. He messaged me wanting to do this. It was right after the pandemic ended. So yeah, it was 2021. He messaged me wanting to do this and it took this long to get it together, but like, we're getting together. It's on a big stage. There's gonna be a lot of people watching on IWTV, hopefully a lot of people in attendance, and it's gonna be a blast.
Absolutely. The card you guys have put together too is absurd. Yeah. It's the kind of thing. Well, if there's people who are watching that maybe aren't too familiar with ISW or SHP shows, the cards already, you know, both of you pull out some wild match concepts, some wild stipulations, and you never know who's going to show up. Like, either current hot talent or, like, you know, somebody that we haven't seen in years that's, you know, making an appearance. And there's a bunch of stuff like this all over this card, so I kind of want to dip through it if we could. Sure. You know, you're bringing the ugly sucklings out for a tag title match. First of all, I'm happy. Look, I'm so happy because, like, White Mike doesn't get around to the Northeast very much, and like, he's a fun dude to watch in the South.
Before, when he was coming to the Northeast, it was when I was booking him when he was his former tag team. They were my tag team champions, so they were up in Canada quite a bit, actually.
I haven't seen the ugly sucklings really, like, make it around here too often. It's a rare appearance. So to get them out here, great. Dad Bod Squad, you know, ISW tag champs, so we know what they're about. But, your former tag champs, you know, otherwise. So I guess pretty easy idea to bring them up here, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Very easy. You know, White Mike still kind of lays claim to the tag team titles because him and his former tag team partner, they never lost the belts. They just split up and forfeited them. So after them, like, the dad bods won them in a little tournament we had in a parking lot. And they're coming to defend the belts in Worcester, Massachusetts for the first time ever.
There we go. And speaking of wild match concepts, there's the Sean Henderson International Food Fight Invitational.
I'm so glad we're doing this, because I remember my big fear at the time was like, man, I want to do the food fight so bad because it's like my introduction to ISW. Like, that was my debut. But I was so scared. I was like, man, like, you think we'll have enough time? And Roch is like, we'll have enough time. I was like, all right, let's do it. So I'm so happy. Food fight comeback. I'm so excited for it.
Yeah. We have to tell the Sean Henderson origin story in a bit, for sure. Because it's in line with the food fight. So why don't we just hit this now?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Yeah, okay. Before we get in too deep, please.
How I met Sean. So I worked a show for CZW back in the day when CZW was still a thing that people watched. Mm-hmm. And it was a miserable experience, but I got to check the ECW arena off my list, and that was really cool. So I'm having a miserable time. You know, I didn't get paid. And I'm standing by the merch table, and I'm miserable because nobody's buying my shirts with the cool cartoon dead raccoon on them or anything. And all of a sudden, this freaking kid comes up to me. This, like, kid. I don't even know how old Sean was at the time. Like, how old are you now, Sean?
25.
Okay, so this was in 2016.
15?
So 15. Okay, so 8 years ago. Sean was a youngin'. And this kid walks up to me, and he just goes, "Oh, my God, it's you." I'm like, "What?" It's me. Like, what the hell? Like, I'm, like, hundreds of miles away from home or whatever. And, like, somebody walks up to me and says, "Oh, my God, it's you." And I'm like, "What's up?" And he's like, "I've been watching your shows since I was, like, a little kid." And then he starts quoting promos and stuff. And I was just like, "Who the fuck is this kid?" Like, I was just, like, blown away. I'm like, "What is going on here?" Like, he made a really shitty day great.
Thanks.
And then I went home and I talked to my friend Matt. And I'm like, "There's this kid who, like, came up to me and, like, his name was Sean." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, Sean." He's like, because Matt, this guy Matt, my friend Matt Hack, he used to handle all our DVD sales. He's like, "That kid's been buying DVDs, like, for years." And then Sean tells me later that, like, he used to save his lunch money and, like, not eat lunch at school so he could buy our DVDs. Like, so then later I found out that Sean was training with Matt Tremont, and I messaged Matt Tremont, and I said immediately, I was like, "As soon as this kid's ready, let me know. Like, he's wrestling on one of my shows. He has to. He fucking has to." So then, you know, we got invited to do the collective in 2019. And, like, that was big. It was Jersey City. Like, we drew a really big crowd, and we booked this big food fight. I think it was, like, 30 people. It was nuts. it was like a Royal Rumble with food. And I remember I was telling my friend Cecil the story of Sean, and he goes, "Well, he has to win."
No, that's okay.
There's actually a video. We have a video of Sean finding out backstage that he was gonna win it, and he started crying.
Ever, it was the best thing. It was so surreal. Like, I'm just so lucky,
dude. It was some like boyhood dream Shawn Michaels shit when he won. Mm. He jumps out of the ring and starts hugging photographers.
I never
loved
it.
Like, oh yeah, that's how it all began, man. Sean is like I love any time where I find out that somebody kind of grew up watching what we do, because we've been doing this for 18 years. So, like, if somebody's grew up watching our product and then they become a wrestler, it's like, dude, we have to do something. Like, because that's just like one of the coolest things to me. Like, our current champion, Cecil Nix, used to sit in the crowd front row with his friends. Like, that's amazing to me. But yeah, that's the Sean story.
That's incredible.
That's awesome.
Also, that's one of those stories that, you know, that's the kind of shit that just makes me fall more in love with wrestling, is when I hear stories like that of how, you know, like how it brings people together. And then, like, those weird, like, threads of fate that seem to unknowingly, you know, play out like that. It's like a wrestling storyline that wrote itself naturally anyway. And the fun thing is, we have both of you here. So, like, what's your, like, so what, you know, being an ISW super fan, you know, essentially as a kid, and then, you know, what's your perspective on that whole story since we got to hear Mike's side?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the things that, like, keep me humble in wrestling, that, like, because nothing's guaranteed in life or in wrestling. And, you know, it's just so, I'm so lucky and so blessed to be able to do the things that I'm able to do in wrestling. Like I loved ISW as a kid, and to be able to be part of the roster and help make the show happen, I'm so lucky. I know I say that a lot, but genuinely so blessed and lucky to be in wrestling. Like, ISW, like, growing up, I was a huge Too Cold Scorpio fan, and to, you know, have him at so many shows and just so many other cool things like that in wrestling. It's like, those are the things that are like, wow, like, I love wrestling. Like, wrestling's the best because of those really sentimental things. Like, I love stuff like that. So thank you. I appreciate you all so much for even having me on today. I really, really appreciate it.
Dude, I was going to ask you about Too Cold Scorpio because you booked so many cool matches with him. Please just tell me some of the experience and how did you even get the opportunity to book him?
Oh, so I, since I was a little kid, just like ISW, just loved wrestling. Like, and I loved Too Cold Scorpio. Everything about him. I'm not saying because this might sound biased. I'm genuinely saying because I believe it. I feel like Too Cold Scorpio definitely is top 10 greatest wrestlers of all time. Like everything about him. Like just he's still to this day. I don't know why I'm saying was. He's still to this day the best in the world at what he does. And when I first did the first two like official real SHP shows, I wanted to have like a name to kind of solidify that this was a legitimate wrestling product. And I was like going through people and I was thinking of like Tito Santana and like local people that were in New Jersey to do the shows. And I was like, man, like, you know, I'm not opposed to any of these guys, but like, I don't like who's someone that can still go and like kill it. And like one of the H2O wrestlers said, well, I have Too Cold Scorpio's phone number. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, I have not just because it's like a name, but to me in my heart, it's the name. Like the man, the legend, like Too Cold Scorpio. So he gave me Too Cold Scorpio's phone number and I like texted it like, oh, hi, I'm Sean. I'm a wrestler promoter out in New Jersey. I'd love to do business with you. And I was actually at work and I got a phone call from a Denver like area code. And I was at the register. I'd love to hear the phone call back. And I picked up the phone. And I said, hello. And he's like, this is Too Cold Scorpio. Are you Sean Henderson? Like, you know, he was asking for details in the show. And I was like, yeah, I'd love to. And he's like, all right, I'll see you in February. And like, he just ever since then, like, he's just been the absolute best. Like one thing I love about Scorpio is like, and I've seen him do this, like every show, he'll watch the shows. And as soon as like a young wrestler is done, he'll ask them to come over and he'll break down everything about their match, what he liked, what he is like, hey, maybe work on this, or maybe this, like, that's someone who forever gives back to wrestling.
Wow.
Like I can't say enough good things about Too Cold Scorpio. He's just he's the best in wrestling and out of it. I love Scorpio so much.
Dude, that's amazing to hear.
Thank you. Anytime we get to talk about ISW and Too Cold Scorpio, I always get very happy. So thank you guys.
I have a Too Cold Scorpio story.
Yes.
Let's keep it coming. Yeah.
For a while he lived in Montreal. And this is like a few years ago, and he was working like almost every C4 show. And I remember one time after C4 show, we all went to Perkins to eat, and Too Cold shows up, and while he's waiting for a table, he just starts dancing. And I was just like, this guy is like the most entertaining human being ever. Like he's so sweet too. Like he's like the sweetest man.
Nice.
He really is
the nicest.
And he's just dancing his ass off, and like the people are like loving it, like clapping, they're laughing, and he's just dancing. Like, fuck it. It was awesome.
He's the best.
He's the coolest.
He's so awesome. He's just literally the best. I love him.
I have a photo of Too Cold Scorpio holding my nephew when he was a baby. Like, that's like how like ingrained in the scene he was for a while here.
Yes.
Wait, which nephew?
Kingston.
Yo, okay.
Not the crazy one.
Yes,
Mike, no, my nephews.
Yes, your nephews, your nephews are wild, but also like a couple of like the funniest kids.
Future tag ever. Champs.
Oh, for Future sure, absolutely.
They're obsessed with the Usos. They want to be them. It's gonna happen. I'm telling you.
Yes, like, that's all.
They're basically in a wrestling family. Like Mark from C4 is their uncle. Like the promoter for C4. I'm their uncle.
Yep.
Their dad is a pro wrestling photographer. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
It's all here. Like they like these kids, I don't even know if it's like dawned on them how lucky they are, because like they watch all these wrestlers on TV and then they get to meet them. Like like they hang out with Evil Uno. Like who else gets to say that? You know, that's cool. That's for little kids.
So cool.
And honestly, like they were so fun to be around at the show. Like they were hyping me up. Like I watched a couple of matches on the balcony with you guys, and they're just losing their minds. It brings like just makes you kind of like buy into the childlike fun of like being a wrestling fan, man.
Heck yeah, I love that.
There's I do notice that about C4 and kind of familial aspect of like everyone there is, you know, yeah. just you know, is like decades long friendships. Like
I feel like indie wrestling's always
so many people there.
It's always kind of been like that for me. Like like a lot of these people, like you know, you meet them and like you don't really see them outside shows, but when you do see them, it's like a family reunion every time, you know. Like this Friday is gonna be like a huge family reunion for me because like I get to see all my American friends that I don't get to see often enough. Plus, like I've got family down there too, so and they're all gonna be there, and it's just gonna be like the best night. I can't wait for that. But yes, it's definitely very familial, like indie wrestling for sure.
Yeah, you you mentioned seeing your American friends, and you know, we'll kind of jump back into the Slamtasia card here as a nice segue, because mm-hmm. you booked one of them as an opportunity kind of just to hang out with him, but making
his we booked a few people just to hang out.
true, you know, but yeah. you might as well, right? So originally it was just Colby Carino and Connor Claxton mm-hmm. in a fans bring the interconnecting plastic toy bricks you know, but for the sake of copyright purposes and trademarks.
I've gotten 2 cease and desists, so we don't want another one.
Seriously, wow. That is kind of insane.
But not surprising.
I guess they saw what you were doing with the bricks.
it was more so the first time we had a shirt up on Pro Wrestling Tees, and it didn't even say Lego on it or anything. It was Japanese writing, and it was like the logo, the raccoon getting curb stomped into Lego blocks. But when they put the shirt up, they used the title Lego Deathmatch.
Oh.
And then Lego's lawyers sent them a letter asking them to take it down, and they sent it to me, and like, whatever, just take it down. Like, it's not that important. The second time was during the week of the collect. It was like the week of the collective, or maybe the week before. It was real close to the date of the collective. I received another letter from them because the person who did our graphics used the Lego logo on the poster.
Jeez.
And Lego had an event that week at Barclay Center, which is not far from where we were running. And just didn't want it to be confused with a real, like an actual Lego endorsed event. So they asked us to like remove the Lego and cease like referring to it as a Lego death match. But like they were very cordial about it. They weren't like, we're going to sue the fuck out of you or anything like that. Am I allowed to swear, by the way?
Yeah.
God, yeah.
Okay. They were like,
oh, yeah.
They weren't like, I'm gonna sue you, asshole, or anything like that. They're just like, hey man, let's just work with us. And so, okay, yeah, sure. I'm a reasonable person, obviously.
Yo, on the flip side, Lego, work with us, you know? Like, this is a whole market you haven't tapped into yet, guys.
Wrestling market.
I tried to work with like some Chinese knockoffs, and they don't play, they just want money.
Yeah. Is Mega Bloks still around? They
Mega Bloks is owned by Mattel, who do WWE stuff, so I don't think they're going to work with anybody.
Yeah, true. So all of this was a very obtuse way of saying you got Scotty Vortex in this match now, too.
Amazing. That's so awesome. That's so sick.
Sean was real impressed by this because, like, Sean is, like, a huge Scotty fan. Like, Sean is you watch all these old, like, CZW tapes from like the arena and stuff, you see little Sean in the crowd, like little toddler Sean, basically toddling around, running up to the rail, touching people's hands and stuff. But he's a big Scotty fan, and I became good friends with Scotty over the pandemic because in Canada we got locked down like crazy. Like we weren't allowed to leave our houses, like, you know this, Mike. And I started playing Call of Duty. And I started playing Call of Duty with guys like Scotty and Connor Claxton. That's how I met Connor as well. So, like, two of my Call of Duty buddies are in this match. And they also, like, they both came up in the same circles. Like, Scotty was part of a faction with Danny Havoc. And then Scotty left. And then Connor took his place. And they never, like, had that match that they should have had, you know. And this is their first time ever meeting. Like, I think it's their first time ever actually meeting. Like, they don't even really know each other. Like, we play Call of Duty, that's it. Like, it's gonna be wild.
I'm so excited.
Plus, Colby's a madman. A madman.
Totally. Yeah. Different agenda recently.
Yeah, he's a wild person. That mustache, I tell you. It's gotta be the mustache.
A mustache will change a person. Absolutely, for real.
It's true.
What this thing has done for my confidence is insane. who's better? Is Scotty or Connor the better COD player?
Oh, okay. So they're both different. Scotty is like a master sniper. We call him Rowdy Scotty Sniper. Because he just fucks people up, dude. Like, he hits the most impossible snipes. Like, there'll be somebody like piloting a helicopter like halfway across the map. He hits him, and then you just hear the guy go, "Oh fuck, I'm reporting you." Like, you know, like, people always think he's cheating, but he's that damn good. Scotty's the man. I suck at Call of Duty. I really do. I get carried by my teammates. I'm the utility guy. You know, like I occasionally kill people, mostly get killed. Always there for the revive. That's me in Call of Duty.
Tactical warning shots. Warning shots.
I'm the guy, man. I'm the bullet sponge.
Yeah.
I get shot so you don't.
Assist.
I respect it. Got a super chat here real quick. I'm just going to read it. Justice for Warhorse. Oh, duty. Yeah, Justice for Warhorse indeed. Yes. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Warhorse. He's wrestling at Wrestle Bowl this weekend.
Yes, he is. Marcus Mathers.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's the whole Wrestle concept. That's a so it's the second year for it now?
No, it's I think it's the third or fourth. They've done a few. I don't think they called it the Wrestle at first, right?
Okay, that's probably first
official Wrestle was 2021. Almost certain.
Okay, so it's the third.
Okay.
I think third. So.
Either. I don't know. It's all blending together. I watch too much wrestling anyway. But a bunch of shows happening. So what is what is kind of putting together your spot on this show? Like, when you're looking at the grand scheme of like what else is happening around the weekend and trying not to maybe repeat too many, talent or matches or stipulations, things like that. Stipulations, I know you don't have to worry about that. Like,
right.
Nobody does what you guys do in that regard.
Well, They try.
I suppose. Yeah.
They try.
True. And only try, though. Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have tried to lay claim to the things that we brought to wrestling, but that's okay. I let them do your thing. Whatever helps you sleep at night. But putting together this card, it's just, like Sean and I both got hit up by a bunch of people to be on this show. And it's just like, you got to realize what we're doing right now is we're compressing two rosters into one show. So we can't really just book a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. Kind of feels bad because we had to leave people off, but we took the best of our rosters, put them together, and we put together something that's a lot different than anything anybody else is doing, because we cover almost every aspect of wrestling. There's the wackiness, there's the hardcore, there's the technical wrestling, there's the high flying. It's all there. Like, it's one big, it's a buffet, right? We wanted it to be different than anybody else. Nobody else is using the Canadian guys. We brought down all these Canadian guys, only Fresh Air, because Fresh Air, they're practically American at this point. Sean, what do you think?
I don't think I could have put it any better. Like, one of the big things that me and Mike had talked about when this show was first confirmed, when we got the the hit up from IWTV about being a part of it, was that number one thing was we didn't want our show to look like every other show you can go to that weekend. Which, mm-hmm. I mean that with all due respect to everybody else running. I don't mean that in any disrespectful way. One of the biggest fears that I think, at least that I would have if I weren't running, looking at it, is that you don't want your show to kind of, blend in. Like, you don't want to have the same guy, interchangeable matches, and you don't want a fan to think, was that match at ISW? Or maybe I saw it on this day. Like, this is a show that you look at, you're like, that's an SHP ISW show. That show That show was crazy. This card is different from everybody else. There are people who will be there sporadically throughout the weekend, but our show, which I'm so proud of, because I always want all the SHP shows to be different from the last one. And I know ISW is the exact same way. None of our shows blend into the other. You can see the different personalities and the different themes, and I love that. I think that's what I'm so proud of this show particularly.
How do those conversations go, like with kind of bouncing back and forth between like the booking of the show? How are the two of you figuring out like who are you going to put together? Is it
we
like
talk every day what? Anyway?
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Oh, see,
we talk every day anyway.
Yeah. So you've just been like casual. You've almost been like casually booking this just through conversations that, like, over the years, really, in a way.
Exactly. Not only that, like I said, Sean first wanted to do this show. He first talked to me about it 2 years ago. So we've been talking about ideas for 2 years.
That's wild.
Like the card today definitely doesn't look like the card from 2 years ago, but like, you know, it's still pretty sick. And I'm excited for it. We're going to do some cool stuff.
Still very sick. You're wrestling on it too, Sean. You're teaming with Dylan McKay and Ryan Raddix, taking on Fresh Air and Dan Barry, which is also, that's a combination that I'm like, oh yeah, that's
fire.
That feels right.
I think it's going to work. That's I love it. I'm all about styles, and I think I'm so excited for that six-man tag, and I'm looking to get really wild. I mean, you got to. It's Slamtasia. You can't not go balls out on Slamtasia.
That's right.
I think my most excited, anticipated match is going to be Paul London taking on Jimmy Lloyd, just because Jimmy Lloyd holds such a special place in my heart. He's such an underrated wrestler. He could do so much. Mm-hmm. And Paul London is just a legendary independent pro wrestling figure. Like, that combination is so unique and so interesting to me.
That's such a great, great point. Like, the last couple of, like, months since we booked that match, usually with most matches, I can get I can imagine what it's going to look like. This is one of the few matches that I can honestly say, I can't picture how this match is going to go, because it's two such unique styles in there. And I'm beyond excited for Paul versus Jimmy.
It's weird. I love weird.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I remember when Sean first pitched that match, because he set it up on one of his shows. Like, they did a promo where, you know, Jimmy came out and challenged Paul, and then when we decided to put it on this show, I remember I was at a mystery wrestling event and I told Uno about it, and he's just like, yep, that's my shit. And I'm like, yep, that's perfect, we're doing this. Like, we have to, because he loves weird as much as I love weird. Like, we came up together, we're weird boys, in a good way, but
weird,
gotta put that disclaimer on it these days.
Weird is good, strange is bad.
Okay, there we go. Perfect. The match that catches my eye here on the card is actually the King of Crazy Championship match, Cole Radrick and Cecil Nix, because I think Cole Radrick and Cecil Nix are both people who, like, they're such good wrestlers, but, like, people don't talk about them as much as they should about how good of fucking wrestlers they are.
I probably talk about them too much. Like,
well, no, okay, so I should say people, like, in the broader wrestling community that, you know, they're two of those people who kind of fall into the, like, if you know, you know category, you know?
Yeah, like, Cole's one of those people, if I'm watching a show, he's a can't miss. Like, I'll schedule my bathroom breaks around that match, you know?
Yeah, Cecil's very much the same way.
Same goes for Cecil. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, he was a front row ISW fan, and then he actually sent me a DM on a message board and asked, how do I get into wrestling? And I sent him to a wrestling school. He trained, and then as soon as he was done, it's like, get over here. Like, come get booked. Nah. You know? Like, I love that stuff. I do. It's gonna be wild, because like you see Cecil, and he's a huskier boy, but he does some wild shit for a big boy. And then he's in there with Cole, who is a fucking human cannonball. Like, not like stature wise, but like, he just fucking throws himself at you. Like, he's a force, and it's gonna be wild. Yeah.
Oh, Mike ran out.
Yeah.
No, I was reaching for a water. I thought I had another second there.
I'm like, is everything okay? Things kind of broke down there.
I poorly scheduled my turnaround to grab a bottle of water out of the case there. So another couple matches here on the card I do want to talk about with you. Austin Luke, Myung Jae Lee, Razor Hawk, that three-way. Let the people know.
Hard. I'm beyond excited for that one.
We love some Myung Jae Lee here on Indeed. It's Shout out to Myung Jae Lee. We had a great chat with him in August that definitely didn't, you know, get misquoted in a bunch of articles at all.
Really? That's a thing?
Yeah. Okay. So timeline back to August when we're talking to Myung Jae Lee, and Puff hopped in the chat and said, you should tell them about the story at Core Life. So goes on to tell us a story about getting playfully put in a chokehold by Dan Garcia at a Core Life eatery. And, you know, he tapped, but Dan didn't let him go, and then he let him go too late. He accidentally choked him out in a Core Life eatery. What happened was Fightful ran like an article with this quote, you know, it with like the full context of the story. But then what happened is the aggregators then got a hold of it and were like, Dan Garcia chokes out young independent wrestler at Buffalo Eatery. Because, you know, that's how fucking news aggregators work. They don't read the article. They don't get the context. They know nothing. They come up with the most clickbaity fucking headline ever, and then they ship it out, and then
it works.
And then they don't credit back to the original reporter or the source of the article or, you know, the podcast where the fucking material originated from anywhere or any of that. And the next thing you know, you just suddenly start seeing like all these articles about like, your guest's harmless story about a playful incident that happened with a friend turning into like he was choked out by it. Dan Garcia choked out an indie wrestler. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. Yeah. News aggregators suck. Myung Jae Lee doesn't. We love him.
Yeah.
He's
carried down on absolutely. Friday. Absolutely. And you know what else is not going to suck? This match.
Yeah. I'm so excited to start off the show with that one. That's going to be a nuts one.
That's fucking good.
Okay. So that was a little drop right there. That's a
little nugget.
Yeah, so thank you.
Tune in. It's gonna be live on IWTV.
You got one more thing announced here, which is the league versus Bobby Orlando and CPA.
Boy. Yeah.
Okay.
And so for those who are maybe not in the know too much on ISW here, tell us about the league.
Sean,
the greatest faction in ISW history by number one. Number one, the league has consisted of many legends, including, but not limited to, Eddie Kingston, Sexy Eddie, Giant Tiger, the original league. And I'm so excited that the league, unfortunately, Eddie Kingston will not be there, but Sexy Eddie and my father, Giant Tiger, will be. And I'm beyond excited for them to take on Bobby Orlando and CPA. As CPA has mentioned on multiple social media posts, this is the biggest match in professional wrestling history.
I was with Eddie Kingston a few weeks ago, and he turned to Orange Cassidy and asked, "Do you think Tony would let me do league shit?" And there was a no.
I wish so much. I wish.
Absolutely not. But oh, it would be so good.
That would be nice.
It would be so good. Man.
One can dream.
One can dream. One can dream.
I mean,
come on, Tony Khan. Do it. Tony Khan.
Giannis, when he was going nuts for Giannis.
Love it. My favorite clip.
The excited voice.
He sounded like Dino from Flintstones. It was crazy. Oh, he looks like those broccoli kids at the gym that just sit on the equipment and fuck around on their phones. That's what Tony Khan looks like.
Was it a broccoli kid that pooped himself at your gym last night?
No, but he was filming a broccoli kid. So like, and there was this dude, like I was at the gym at 2 o'clock in the morning and for some reason it was packed. I don't know what's going on. I think people are just starting their New Year's resolutions early or something. Mm-hmm. And it smelled like poop. It smelled like poop pretty bad. And I was like, somebody in this gym shit their pants and I can't be the only one smelling it. Like I can't be. And then later on, there's a kid in front of me at another station and his buddy's filming him and he turned like towards me. And I'm like, yep, found the culprit. This is the guy. Like, I'm going to get the fuck away from him because this is disgusting. He pooped his pants.
Oh,
ladies and gentlemen, as we're speaking, fellow SHP ISW Slamtasia roster members entered my home. Big Red Ryan Redfield has entered.
Oh, shit.
Most underrated wrestlers in the country. Oh, snap. Big Red. We're promoting for
what's Friday. What's up, Big Red?
Hey, shout out to Big Red.
Ryan Redfield.
Big Red. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, Big Red, can you tell the crab story?
Oh, do you want to tell the crab story?
Come on, Big Red. Big Red, please. Big Red, please.
Got it.
We already went through the whole card. You might as well tell the crab story. We're just telling stories now.
Big Red, please.
Before I get into this, I just want to let you know, that this is not only one of Roch's favorite stories, but also one of Jeff Cannonball's favorite stories.
The best.
Amazing.
All right, so...
Oh, shit, he had to take his hat off for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to mute because I'm definitely going to laugh.
12 years old one time, and I was at, like, a beach down in Atlantic City. And I was, like, I was with my family and stuff, too. Like, I decided to do what kids usually do. Just go around, like, play around in the freaking water and stuff. And I got hit by a wave, a big wave. And it dragged me on the floor of the ocean while the ocean was literally covered in like seaweed, sand, and all that stuff. And after that, I decided to take a day and go straight go back to where my family was camping. And right as I was moving, I felt something move in my pants, and then all of a sudden, yeah, my crab got me right there. Let's say that.
I love my
fucking god.
Yeah.
Yo.
Years later, against crab.
Oh, god.
Got the crabs. Crazy.
I can't wait till the aggregators say that Ryan Redfield has crabs.
Yeah. Oh, my fucking god.
What a turn of events. Shit pants and crabs. Crazy.
You want to go? You want to know something funny too about that whole story?
Oh, go for it.
Like, Sean, you know
how there's something funnier too?
Well, there's something that happened in wrestling that's funny about it. Like, Sean, you know about this,
right?
You
ended up wrestling your rival, right, Mr. Hermit Crab?
I had the where I had like that match at that taping one time. Jeff Cannonball and Tara literally like brought that joke to life in wrestling. Yeah. Well, no, brought that.
Oh, you wrestled Hermit Crab.
I was in a four way with like Kennedy Copeland, BT Bull, and King Crab. And
grudge match fine.
Reliving your childhood trauma in a wrestling ring.
And the crab grabbed your crotch.
I got low blowed and he beat me.
Perfect way to end the show.
Right before the Big Red walked out, they played the hype video and they played the My Way Limp Bizkit hype. Big Red versus the crab, dude. It was sick. It was awesome.
Him and the crab exchanging punches in the middle of the ring.
Yeah. The crab said, Ryan Redfield.
Except he's punching the crab. The crab's punching his nutsack.
Man, fuck that crab.
That's how Dark Side of the Ring Ryan Redfield's going to go, dude. It's going to be awesome.
That's going to be fuck that crab.
The real Iron Claw.
Oh, that was good.
Legend, dude. What a legend.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
My God, where do we go from here? Holy shit.
I
don't
know. I hope it's to go to the White Eagle, Worcester, Massachusetts this Friday at 8 p.m. ISW's SHP Slamtasia streaming live on IWTV.
That's my first time wrestling.
Is there still that one front row ticket left?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. By the way, there's one Uno
one front row ticket left. Front the row ticket link. The ticket link is in the video description. So if you go down there and click it, you could buy that one last front row ticket, and you could sit up front to hear.
You buy tickets elsewhere in the building as well. You could buy all of them
as well.
You could buy all of them.
You could literally buy all the tickets in the building.
Mr. Beast, buy our tickets.
My friend, please.
Yo, I wonder if anyone's approached Mr. Beast about funding independent wrestling yet.
I'm sure somebody has.
Somebody definitely has asked. There's no way.
Definitely. Oh, for sure. Absolutely. He probably gets a different promoter every day.
I love it.
I asked him for Lego once. I had a bunch of people tweeting him asking him for Lego because like he does all this shit where it's like, I'm gonna put 6 million pieces of Lego in this kid's backyard or whatever. It's like, just give me the Lego. Just send me some of it.
That's awesome.
A 10,000 piece bag would do like a year of ISW shows.
Yeah, 10,000 is not that much, dude.
No, really?
No, it's really not. It really is not. Oh. Like, you'd be surprised. Like a 1,000 piece bucket, like, it's only about that much.
Those tiny pieces, they.
And then they throw in like the wheels and shit that you don't use.
Oh, true. True. Yeah. Are there any like certain pieces that you're just like picking out of there? Like, we're not having this go in there.
Usually like the flat ones, like the plates, like the little plates. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of useless. Sometimes we just add ones that are more dangerous, like Lego pine trees.
Yeah, hear me out though. What if you took one of the flat pieces and then you put like a bunch of little like the one pieces and made like a Lego gusset plate?
Oh my gosh, early.
That sounds all right, Sean, we're making some of those.
Yeah. You'll see them this Friday live on IWTV.
If I contributed something to the fucking meta of Lego death matches.
Yes.
This is my greatest life accomplishment. It's the last episode of Indeed. I've canceled every other future guest we've done. Like, this is a, no. This
last is episode, and the aggregators are going to talk about Ryan Redfield and his iron claw.
Yeah.
Crossover.
Shout out. Good promotion. See, there we go. Give us a sponsor.
Story about brothers.
Brothers
being his left and right nut.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome. I love it.
Oh my God.
Off the rails.
Absolutely. So ticket link for Slamtasia. It's in the video description. You could buy it. You could buy any of the tickets that are there. There is one front row ticket left. You could see all of the matches we talked about today, possibly the debut of a Lego gusset plate.
Let's go.
It's gonna be a good time. Restival itself is just a great, more these collective type events around any holiday season or anything. We talked about it off the top of the show. Promotions working together, whether it's to co-promote one show or to come together to, do a whole weekend of this. It's just, everybody eats. It's good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. A rising tide lifts all ships.
Yeah, there we go. That's the one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. For sure.
Go ahead. I was just saying boats again.
Oh, you're just gonna say I was gonna say, before we do wrap up, obviously we know where everyone can find you this week on Friday, and where to watch it, but anything else y'all want to plug while you're here, where people can find you guys at, ISW, SHP.
Go ahead, John.
Yes, my socials, Twitter, my main Sean Henderson page is at Save Us Sean. I haven't changed it yet. This is from when I was like a bad guy 3 years ago. So I will maybe change that in the future. But yeah, yeah. And then SHP, the Twitter page, is at S_H_P wrestling. And I do know that as of the 2024 schedule, SHP and Labor of Love will be running Mania Weekend Wednesday night, April 3rd, and Thursday afternoon, April 4th, at the Attic Brewery Company in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's for Mania Week. And then I'm trying to add a March show, but that would probably be announced like maybe in a couple weeks. So,
ooh,
that sounds awesome. Sean, I'm going to come hang out at those shows.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
You can find me everywhere at Rachi Kong. That's me literally everywhere. Same with ISDub at ISDub, ISDUB. I don't really have much coming up. I'm kind of taking a little bit of a break after this. I do know that for sure in this coming May, I'm going to run the second annual Masters of the Universe tournament, which will be something cool. It's going to be up in near Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Other than that, you know, I just kind of go with the flow. The thing with ISW has always been we promote wrestling shows whenever we have money to blow on questionable wrestling. So that's how it's always going to be. It's been that way for 18 years. It's never stopping. This Friday, I'm bringing all that good Canadian contraband chocolate to the U.S. All yes. The stuff they don't have, the caramel bars, the coffee crisps. Hell yeah, coffee crisps. I'm bringing those Kinder eggs, the ones that the U.S. made illegal because dumbass fucking kids ate the stupid fucking plastic thing that the toys in and choked. Why? What the fuck is up with kids? Why are kids? Like, why do they do that shit?
Great question.
Here's my question, though. Why are parents, Canadian parent here. My daughter is arguably eating like hundreds of Kinder eggs at this point. Has not once ever choked on the big plastic egg that this toy inside comes with because you know it just I don't
not a dumbass.
Wouldn't let her put it in, you know, like I wouldn't let her try to eat it.
Mm-hmm. Plastic's not edible.
Exactly.
Congrats, your child's not dumb. I love that.
Well, no, she might have tried it. She probably just took it away.
Anyway, I'm gonna have those. If you choke, that shit's on you. It's not on me. It's not on Sean. It's not on the rest of them. If your dumb ass puts fucking plastic in your face and you swallow it and it fucking clogs your throat hole and you can't breathe. Think about how fucking stupid you are.
Please don't sue me, please.
Oh my god. Veg, what you got going on?
Nothing. I'm here every Wednesday talking independent wrestling. I'm here with Denise on Wednesday. Thursdays, I'm with ROH at Kate. Tomorrow's Ask Grapsity and Saturday's Grapsity. I think I'm on with Denise on the World's End post show this week, too. That's a thing. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Hell yeah. All my socials, it's the same as what's under my name there, right? Yeah, there, Mike from Indeed. Twitch, gonna be streaming. I guess we gotta start season 2 of Lucha Underground because we finished season 1 yesterday. So,
hey, there we go.
I start streaming season 2 next week. And then, yeah, here every Wednesday, talking with, you know, Reg and whoever else we can, you know, convince to come spend 30 to 60 minutes of their life talking to us. Next week it's Effie. Week after that is BMD. The week after that is Veda Scott. And then we're wrapping up January with Mansoor and Mason D. Madden MXM.
So lineup.
Tune in for all of those. Watch Restival this weekend and definitely watch Slamtasia on Friday, or I'll get really, really mad at you and judge you harshly. We'll see you next week. Thanks for spending some time with
us. Watch it, I'll force you to eat one of those fucking Kinder plastic eggs.
There you go. Love you. See you next week, y'all.
Thank you for having
me. Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.